I'd like to call to order the June 18th meeting, budget work session, which is a continuation of our June 15th work session and public hearing on our 2021 budget, okay? All of the commissioners here, Commissioner Bazemore is remote, other commissioners are here, and we're now open up to the citizens as well via Zoom. The first thing that I'd like to do is to identify the areas that at least we know to date that have been concerns that we want to address here at this meeting, and of course open up to any others commissioners might have as well. The public has submitted their things. Sarah, can you verify that there have not been any additional submissions from the public other than the ones from the Orlando Peanut Festival, the one from Mike Hoggett, North Carolina Forestry Service? Have there been any additionals?
No, Mr. Chairman. I have not seen any additional public comments come through.
Great, great then. So I'd like to take the following items in this order to deal with, and I will request a vote, and Sarah's going to poll the board after discussion of each one of these things, and we'll take an actual vote on each one to approve, disapprove, and we'll go on from there and open it up to anything else. So first I want to deal with the Orlando Peanut Festival request. Then we can look at the request from the Mike Hoggett and the North Carolina Forest Service. We're going to then look at the Bertie Martin Community College request, the Airport Authority request, and the Maintenance Department budget request. Those are the areas I think that there was some discussion on, and we'll deal with those and any others we can bring up. Okay, the first should be fairly simple. This is from, and I think you have this in front of you, from Renee Draper. The question is this, she asked, on behalf of the Orlando Peanut Festival Committee, we are requesting a $500 budget proposal versus Roxable Ag Fest proposal of $1,000. Apparently they feel like if we're giving $1,000 to Roxable, we should be giving $1,000 to them, so it should be consistent one way or the other, or we could leave it the way it is. So with that, what is the pleasure of your board in the discussion on this matter?
What did we give last year?
$500, and I believe we gave Roxable $1,000. Is that correct?
Correct. Is there a reason?
Excuse me. Okay. Commissioner Bazemore, I was talking, but my phone was on mute. The prior year, we did offer to change, but they did not want it, and we said we would change it the following year to make them both equal.
William?
I remember making a suggestion that we could split the difference and give both of them $750. Y'all kind of laughed at me over there. But as far as going forward, I was not really told to do anything other than what we've done in the past.
Did you hear that, Commissioner Bazemore?
Yes.
So, I mean, what we did, you know, and I don't recall that, but that could very well be the case. So we just need to decide now what we're going to do. Are we going to keep it the same, or are we going to make them equal at what amount?
I'll make a motion. We move to make it equal 1,000 each.
Okay. Second. Move
it.
Any further?
Yes. Well, my thought is, are they even going to have them this year because of COVID?
Right.
They don't, would we still give them the money?
No.
That's the question I would ask.
Yeah, we would not. We can add that to the
contingent
on that. Right. So, the motion was made by Commissioner Trent, second by Commissioner Bazemore. Any further discussion on that before we take the vote? And Commissioner Bazemore, I hope you heard it. We said that if they don't have a festival, then we would not fund them, right, for COVID or whatever.
Right.
So it's contingent on actually having a festival. Okay, everybody in agreement? Okay, all those in favor? Sir, I'm right here, so I can poll if you don't mind. Commissioner Trent, your vote. Commissioner
Aye.
Lee, your vote. Aye. Commissioner Atkins, your vote. Commissioner Bazemore, your vote.
Aye. Yes.
And I would vote aye as well. So we are unanimous. Sarah, record that as such. All right. That is taken care of. Thank you. The next item is the North Carolina Forest Service, and you should have in front of you that was distributed, their request and an update actually from Mike Hoggart. Let me try my best to summarize this and we can have some discussion. There is, the North Carolina legislature does a two-year budget, right? And in that two-year budget, it included a 7.6% increase, of which the county pays 40 and the state pays 60. But even though they do a two-year budget, each year they validate that for the upcoming year. They have not done that yet in their state budget. But if they do, we would be, I hate to say on the hook, but we would be liable for that 40%. There's nothing we can do about that, right? And that includes salaries and et cetera and benefits, which is 7.6%. And the fixed cost, I believe to us, would be $10,680. That's subject to what they do. The other part of the budget is based on us. And they are asking for, and I'll read it off, a replacement vehicle of $16,000. Mechanic's bed for that is $1,320. And the slip-on fire unit, $4,400. And the radio equipment and other equipment and supplies, $400. And that is $22,120. And then additionally, they're asking for $1,000 for a roof and building repair to outside buildings, security and safety supplies of $1,200, that's $2,200. So in essence, not including the state piece, which I'll just leave off of this request because that's them. So it would leave us with, consider $24,320. That is not currently included in our budget. Is that correct, William?
For the equipment, not to mention the other $10,680, which is not
right in that. Right. So, right, not until they approve it. So, but the other additional pieces they're asking for outside of that is the $22,120 for the vehicle and another repairs of $2,200. That would be $24,320. What is your pleasure? What is discussion?
My guess is repairs to the roof needs to be done. Okay. I think how much was that?
That was $1,000.
$1,000.
Right.
And then there was other repairs.
Security, no, security and safety supplies, $1,200.
Okay. I'd be in favor of the roof and also the security and safety supplies at $2,200 at this time. Now, if we'd like to go back on, in January and take a look at it then, okay, preferably after January 7th, okay, we can take a look at it then again and see where we're standing
at. Yeah. And so all of that that we did not consider then would be taking out the vehicle in essence, right?
Yes.
Now, there is the other piece that we could consider. You know, we know at some point we are likely to get additional dollars, right?
Right.
We talked about that. So whenever those dollars come in, this could be something that we would look at along with other priorities and determine if we would fund it. Right, so we may not have to wait until January, Johnny, if we got the additional resources.
I'm fine with that.
But right now, this is about what do we put in the budget. John, why don't you put that in the form of a motion? Yes. Wait, let me ask if there's any further discussion first. Any other further discussion?
Is there a reason why you didn't go ahead and put the rate in? I mean, we know it's going to come. It's just a matter of time.
Only if the state puts votes,
yes.
And they may not. The state may not. They have a tough time on their budget, too.
And that's why I was saying, are you going to include in the motion the 10,680 or?
No. Just the 2,200 because we don't know of the other. Other comes, it'll be what we have to eat. Right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to put the motion together. $1,000 for the roof, the $1,200 for safety equipment. That's what we would go with. And then later on, if more money comes in, as you were speaking about, or after January, we could take a look at it at that time.
Great. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Trent, second by Commissioner Lee. Let me poll the board again. Commissioner Trent, no, your vote, obviously.
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Bazemore?
Yes.
Commissioner Wesson? Yes. Again, unanimous on that. William, we'd be adding $2,200 to the North Carolina Forest Service budget. Okay? Great. Now, next thing up for us is the Bertie Martin Community College. Before you, I have one, give everybody, I think you've seen this before, there's a three-page front and back kind of proposal. First of all, let me do this. Let me apologize because I've heard, I hear things kind of through the grapevine, that when we considered this at our work session, it was not in the budget. So I asked and talked about this, and we agreed at that time to put it in the budget. But now there's been some discussion, and I understand it, as to whether or not it should be there. So I want to make, and perhaps I didn't do the kind of explanation that I needed to do, but let me try to give you that, and then we'll look at whether or not we want to include this or not. If you have a copy of the request, I want to read two things so it's clear what this money is for. In the overview, if you look at number 3, which says, describe any financial changes under consideration for 2020-21. So this is what they're asking for, what the money would be. The 2021 budget request includes a 6% increase, that's $3,557, to the current operating expenses. That's the operating expenses. And I believe we did not change that in the budget. We left that the same, so we did not consider that 6% increase. Now, the total capital budget requested was $52,300. Items on the capital budget request included security upgrades, $3,000, communications upgrades, $6,000, exterior painting, $12,000, ceiling and LED lighting upgrades, $10,000, and distance learning equipment, $21,300. I'll give a little more detail on that in a minute. In December of 2019, Martin Community College was awarded a 3-year USDA distance learning grant for $392,850 with a 15% local match. That local match was $58,956 for a total of $451,000. $142,000 of equipment will be in Bertie County. The funds would be used to provide new equipment at the Bertie campus and hub equipment at the Bertie County High School and at the Early College. This equipment will allow distance learning opportunities by connecting classrooms and conducting classes with several locations at once. The 15% match for the $142,000 of equipment is what is to be placed in Bertie County, which is $21,300, and that you saw that in the request. Now, so I think that's pretty clear about the money that they're asking for, but I want to also read, if you would go to item 7, which is explain why funds requested for Bertie County are justified and how the use of such funds serves the public purpose. And I think this is really the heart of it. For each of the community colleges, state statutes specified that local government must cover the cost of buildings and all costs associated with the maintenance of these facilities. That's by state law. The funds requested for Bertie County are necessary to maintain the Bertie County campus so that the citizens of Bertie County have local and affordable access to educational opportunities. Courses are offered to provide Bertie citizens opportunity to upgrade and to obtain job skills that they need to get or keep work, which will enable them to have a better quality of life. Also, the center is available to provide Bertie High School students the opportunity to participate in the Career and College Promise program. Research indicates that high school students who are exposed to post-secondary education are more apt to be motivated to enroll in a community college or other post-secondary institutions. This is important to preparing a well-trained workforce. And it goes on to say here that, you know, the Bertie Community College, Martin Community College, and the school board entered into an agreement to create and fund a coach career center there on the campus. So that is the new space that they will have on the Bertie campus, and they want to leverage that space to add in. And it says again, so you know exactly what it is, on item 2, describe programs changes being considered for this year. The current programs that are available, the current ones already in place, the welding, which is at Bertie High, entrepreneurship, which is at Bertie Correctional Institute, nursing aid, the therapeutic and diagnostic services, that's actually at the community college, but it's available to Bertie, and the cadet criminal justice program. That's what's in place now that we have in this county. They're looking to add three additional programs. This is curriculum classes at Burt T. Campus, two of them, automotive, Burt T. High School, and cosmetology, Burt T. High School. There's also one new that the executive board, which I sit on, is wanting to add also, which is
HVAC.
HVAC. So there will be three new programs that they would like to add. Now, the distance learning piece is critical because it will allow them to actually either have the course from Martin and be available here via technology, and also to have courses here in Burt T, like cosmetology, auto mechanics, and HVAC, available in other places. It's both feedback both ways. That's the technology. And that's the one that's the $21,000, I think, for that. That's the big one in that. Correct me if I'm wrong. The cost of that one is the 21.3 for that. So I had Mr. Norman Cherry available to us. Sarah, is Mr. Cherry on the phone?
He is, yes, sir.
Okay, I have Mr. Cherry available if we want any discussion or we have any questions for him as the director of the program. Would we like him to speak first, or do you want to have discussion?
We already have automotive class at the high school, so I'm not quite sure why it's listed as a new program.
Maybe he can answer that. I didn't understand that we had that as part of Divided by Martin Community. Well, we'll ask Mr. Cherry on that. And I know cosmetology we did not have. So these are new programs that they listing.
And another question I had is, upon completion of high school and these programs, would they have a certificate that then they could go and go find a job and be ready to work, or would they have to continue their education in these fields? Mm-hmm. Because we had cosmetology years ago.
Sure. I think I can answer part of that. I think Ms. Jarrett can confirm this. They will get a certificate in each of these completion, but that is not necessarily the same thing as any kind of, quote, certification. Like in welding, they can teach the initial courses of welding. You get a certificate that you completed those initial courses. That makes you more eligible for hiring because you had experience. I think the same thing is true with cosmetology. You have to pass the boards, right? And I would imagine the same thing is true for automotive. You get that entry level experience, but if you want to get further, you got to take other courses. And I know the same is HVAC. You get the initial courses, and then up to you, just helps you determine your interest.
Where are these classes going to start?
On the new school year.
What is that?
They don't know. There are two things being proposed, as I understand. The superintendent is being asked to do the expectation of having classes where people come, but also a plan in case that does not happen. So they're actually preparing for both, is my understanding. I had a conversation with Superintendent Smallwood. He did not, and that was several weeks ago, he did not have a firm answer from the state yet, but they were preparing for both scenarios.
Well, my personal opinion is that we don't know when the school is going to start. We don't have any answers right now. Correct?
Not that I'm aware of. That there's no final determination from the state that I am aware of.
I'd like to see this put on the side until we know what's going to be happening with the school system, how they're going to be teaching classes, and we go from there. And
the one thing I'd say, John, is that even if they're remote or if they're in person, some of these things can be done remotely.
Actually,
maybe not all of them.
Well,
the entry-level courses may not be. The entry-level courses may just be the initials kind of stuff, just like in cosmetology. But anyway, let's get Mr. Sarah, if you could get Mr. Cherry on the phone.
I just needed him.
Norman, can you hear me? Mr. Cherry, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes, sir, I can. It's coming through a little bit weak, but we can hear you. There have been a couple of questions asked.
I've been on since the beginning, but somehow you can hear me, and there is some feedback on my phone. But if I may, I would like to share some information regarding another program that you all may have heard about, but has not been finalized yet, but we're hoping that you can make that possible to start this fall, and that's the elected lineman program.
Yes.
Where people can take training and become certified to work with electricity and the lines and what have you. That's a program that's pretty much done, but not 100% yet. But that's where we're going to be adding also. I heard you say a few minutes ago you talked about the cosmetology program. You're exactly right. Once students finish, they complete that program, they should be able to pass the state test and go directly to work. I know it works because I have a niece who went through a program similar to that over here in the county. So that's another plus. And with the HVAC and HVAC HVAC, that's another one that we've had on the burner now for a couple of years. But our main problem there is finding someone who's willing to teach the program. That's the time. When I speak to people between the teaching, the first thing they say is, I'll take a cut in salary because I have to give up my business. You're not willing to do that, and I can understand it. But please know that you're working on a regular basis looking for that individual that can teach that program. And thank you very much for what you've done.
Norma, one question that was asked about the automotive study, is that current? Do we currently have that, or is that a new program?
No,
didn't hear you.
It's an old program that has been offered in the past by the school system. But I don't know what happened and why the school system had to drop it. But we picked up that program
and dropped
by hiring the young man that's doing the teaching. So that's now a community college program. But let me share something else that I'd like to share with you regarding what these programs are doing for young people in Berkeley County. A couple of days ago, we had a graduation at the Berkeley Early College High School, and there were 37 students who graduated with a diploma. Also, 37, 24 also had an associate. So your money is well used.
Let me.
That program was an associate degree and high school diploma.
Let me make sure I got one thing that I want to be clear on. That is the automotive program. What I thought I heard you say is that it had been offered by the school system, but now going forward is going to be handled by the community college. Is that correct?
He's already doing it for us. Well, career college program. Those kids can use that course as an elective, also hopefully get a certificate. Now, I don't think they're able to get the certificate right now. That's just the knowledge of taking the class. There are probably going to be some additional hours necessary, and I'm talking off the top of my head, so don't quote me. You need to get the certification to actually go for good work. All of that's in the making.
Okay, so now I just want to be real clear on this because Commissioner Lee asked a very direct question. The program going forward in auto mechanics, is that going to be paid for by the school or by the community college? Which one?
We have it because we're paying the college has it.
We meaning the community college?
Right.
Yes. Okay. That's what I
mean. The community college.
Yes, that's what I wanted to be clear.
Put a question about that. I can call the main campus and get back with you before the data level so you can share that with your other commissioners. But I'm going to tell you that we're paying against something.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, here, what he said, Tammy, is that was handled by the school. Going forward, it will be handled under the community college budget. If we're going to continue to have it, it would have to go, it was going to come through community college. Now, he is right. There is a third project that is not totally funded yet, but it will be one of probably the biggest programs that the community college handles, and that's the linesman project, where you could train to get certification as a lineman. It's been sponsored by Veronica Electric, also by the several of the other electric co-ops, not co-ops, but regular companies. So they're going to hire these people, and they're paying the majority of the cost of it. But the state will pick up all of the instruction for this for us. And the community college has a grant, so they're not looking for any money from Bertie on the linesman program. Martin has put money in to this, Martin County, but they are not asking for any money at this point from Bertie County on the linesman program. But it is a real big deal because it will be the only one in this whole region where you can go and get certified as a lineman, and there'll be job opportunities for you when you complete. So that's it.
This is Commissioner Bazemore.
Yes.
And all of that sounds really great, but is it realistic at this time to fund an additional 20-some thousand to Martin Community College versus taking away from the needs of Bertie County, particularly the maintenance department? I don't think it's a good go at this time. And my understanding, Ronald Chawan has a long laundry list as well. And if we can't support everyone, we don't need to support one entry with that amount of money when it's so much needed here in Bertie County.
I hear you loud and clear. I think there should be some consideration for the fact that our school system operates within the district of Martin Community College. Now, we do have they have an agreement between them that they will share and work collectively, but that school system is located in the district for Martin Community College, Bertie Martin. That's where we're having the programs from that institution.
Yes, my only other statement. But again, we are experiencing and going through a pandemic. Had we not been, I would love to fund everything that came across the table, but we can't afford it at this time. Maybe later, but we can't afford it at this time.
Well, I hear you, and that's up. Any further discussion?
I am all for these CDT cuts. I love them because not all of our kids are college bound. So if they can walk out of high school with an associate's degree, like at the early college, or with a certificate that allows them to work, but I do agree with Commissioner Bazemore that these are uncertain times. We don't yet have what our fund balance is, which is concerning. I do believe, and I know we originally voted to put this money in, but
we actually didn't vote, Chairman. We just put it in. But there's been no vote on any of this. On any of this.
I think it was waiting further.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But I do have concerns. When school's going to start? So when would this money be used? There's just so many unanswered questions. But at the top of my list, the fund balance being at the top of my list.
I want to make this in the form of a motion. I'll address your question about fund balance. This is included already in what is a balanced budget. So, but we don't have to do that. We can take this out, which would lower that. But I'll make the motion that we continue to include the request from Martin Community College for the distance learning, because I think that opens up their programs, the existing programs and new programs to everybody. And then we look to fund that in the budget at their request. Do I have a second? Failing a second, then that would not be included. Juan, strike that from the budget.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. The next thing on is the Airport Authority budget, and that was a request for an additional, I believe, $2,000 for the airport. Discussion.
I'm going to make a general statement, certainly not picking on the airport here, because I think that is a good cause. I think we've got a lot of good causes.
Correct.
It's a tough year for everybody, and we've been through a lot of tough years, but, you know, I look at where we're cutting money. And I think the taxpayers are going to look at where we're cutting money. We're cutting emergency services 15%. Maybe it's in the right time to say this, but I guess it's a good time for you to know how you're going to feel about all this stuff going forward.
Yep.
15%. You know, we're looking down. I mean, I don't have to tell y'all what we're cutting. There's a lot of places. And I think we got to be really careful about not only the money, but also the perception of what we're adding. For instance, you know, the Hope Heights jumps out at me. We're adding, 25% to the Hope Heights, which I think is a great cause, or we're proposing adding 25% of it, but I think it's a great cause, while we're cutting 15% from emergency management. I'm just not sure, as a taxpayer, I can go along with that. Maybe I got us a little bit sidetracked.
No, I think you're on track because let me do a hope thing. We can't address that. We can address anything in the budget here. I put these five up because these were the five that were discussed, but we can also discuss any other ones.
I would just like to say, for the airport purpose, I am the chair of that authority. This was a one-time ask to put in furnishings. Because I am the airport chair, I just wanted to remind y'all that that's a one-time ask for furnishings for our new truck.
Yeah. Well, I'll state my opinion. I think the comments you made earlier, Commissioner Lee, I can understand those. If we're tight and we're cutting elsewhere, I think we ought to cut fairly everywhere. So to me, I think that. We need to be consistent, to your point, Greg, with everybody. So, Commissioner Bazemore, Commissioner Trent, any comments?
No, I think all of us said.
Okay. So, Commissioner Lee, you want to put it in the form of a motion, since this is something that you suggested, or how do we do it? Okay, well, the motion would be that we agree to leave this in the budget, would be the aye vote. To remove this from the budget would be the no vote. Okay? And we'll poll you. Commissioner Trent?
No.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner
May I ask a question?
Yes.
This may seem unrelated, but it's not. What is the discussion on salaries right now? Any potential raises for employees?
No. Only thing we had so far in the budget was the last thing that we still have to address, which is the $10,500 for the three employees to maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right. I can just elaborate a little bit further. Mm-hmm. Of course, in my recommended budget,
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your question when you were asking the question.
My question,
his and back to this.
Mm-hmm. My question may have seemed unrelated, but it's not. I think it has a bearing on the things.
That too was for the furnishings, correct?
This was for the furnishings.
My vote is yay.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
All right. Commissioner, yours is still yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have to say, again, I didn't get answered my question, but I would have to say,
yes.
If I can continue with that, I said that during my recommended budget, I did not include any increases for employees. However, since that time, there was some discussion about increasing some of the employees in maintenance, and that has been included in the budget, and those were three employees. However, I was asked to provide a list of priorities just in case we got the additional money that Chairman referenced a little while ago. And at the top of that list would be a cost of living adjustment for all employees.
Right.
So, but at this time, the only addition
is
the salaries are those three employees in the Department of Maintenance.
Yeah,
right.
I think so. Yeah. And I guess I would say that what we're talking about is a relatively small amount of money. And I'm thinking for something that would be difficult to revisit in the future if we needed to, if we saw the airport really needed $2,000 worth of furniture, I feel like it was fine. So at this point, I'd have to say.
Well, my vote is no as well. And I think furniture is, you're right, we're going to need furniture for our own building, which is a building out here. And we don't have that in the budget.
The airport is y'all's building.
Well, no, the airport is a building that we share with other counties. So we pay a portion.
And there has been asked for the
right,
same
but
amount.
Our building is our full vote if we're going to fund it for furniture. Commissioner Bazemore, your vote.
Since it's a new airport and it's only 2,000, I agree to have the furniture put in.
Then it passes 3-2. Okay. The next item is the maintenance department budget. Commissioner Bazemore, I'll leave that to you. I know you requested an increase, but I'm not sure we had the specifics on exactly what you're asking. So I'll leave that to your explanation.
It is in my opinion and thoughts, I did not understand why we would cut maintenance when we have added on so much, such as 147 acres beach property, the new library, Blue Jays Recreation Center, and others. And with this COVID, they will have to be constantly cleaning. So they are really underpaid. And when there's a natural disaster, who's out in front? When everyone is home, they're here maintaining. And I would hate to see us cut that department knowing they work 24/7. That's why I did not want to cut it. And you never know what may come up that they will need.
Okay. Do we have any idea what that figure would be? Because there are actually three different budget proposals from maintenance.
Chairman, if I may, can I draw everybody's attention to your line item budget on page public buildings beginning on page 16 and continuing throughout page 17. And I just want to point out just a couple of things that may be helpful.
And 16 to 17.
I got registered deed.
Okay. So the first thing I'll draw your attention to is the first one where it says salaries and wages, regular. Again, my proposed budget was
275.
Correct. And you see what it is now with correct. So that reflects the increases for those three maintenance employees. Okay? So that is in there.
That does not include Anthony. It's just his.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It does not include Anthony. Okay. Now, the next thing I'd like to bring your attention to.
Let me ask you, does it include the new open position that's not filled?
No, sir, it does not.
Okay.
It doesn't. If you'll take a look at the bottom of page 17, where it says capital outlay buildings, the very last line, again, you see manager. Well, first, let's go back to department. Department is 238. You see that? It was reduced to 112, and then the board is still at 112 because we had not discussed changing that. Now, if I can bring your attention to two other handouts that I gave you before, but I provided those for you again, and those are that line item is where these particular budgets come from or come into play. All right, now if you take a look at the black and white copy, this includes everything that he requested for $238,000. And all of this has to do with repair and upgrade to buildings. Okay? Now, the copy with the yellow highlights, it kind of highlights or outlines things that were included versus what was not included. So if you just want to go through that so we can have an understanding of exactly what was cut, I think that'll kind of bring some clarity to it. So if you'll notice, the repair to upgrade the clock for the courthouse, that was removed. Y'all see that? Okay. What else was removed? The remodeling the restrooms, that amount was reduced a little bit because he's already started that. So some will be taken out in this fiscal year budget versus a little bit being added in next fiscal year. Okay, so that was reduced. All right, moving on down, Council on Aging, everything there is included. Moving on down to the animal control shelter for $88,000. Actually, the total $88,000 should have never been in there because how it designed is $50,000 was in the sheriff's budget, $38,000 was in Mr. Radical's budget. Okay, so that was reduced, and we had some conversation about that, but we did reduce that $38,000 down to $19,000.
Okay, so several years ago, we put 50-something thousand in that budget to when the whole topic of the state coming and saying, y'all need to do something, you need to do something, we put some money in that budget, and nothing's ever been done, so where'd that money go?
That's for balance, okay. You don't spend.
Right, unless it was spent on some other, yeah, right. unless it was spent on something, some other project.
So it just doesn't stay in that?
No, you can't carry
it. Y'all have to allocate your budget every year.
Gotcha. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, everybody with me so far?
So, but 19,000 is in the budget?
Correct, yes. Okay, now moving on down a little bit farther, let's see, $36,000, Anthony just thought that he could, told him we were trying to cook where he could, so he thought that he could do it for 33 instead of 36. So 33,000 for upgrades to the restroom is included in the upcoming fiscal year budget. Okay, if we flip the page just to show you what's further included or has been cut, repair the sidewalk to the election building is included. DSS, servicing the boiler and the chiller, that's included, just not in this budget. So that was taken out. It has actually been moved to DSS's budget.
So that's in it. That's in it already in as well.
Correct. Just not in this particular figure in his budget.
It's in the DSS line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right. Moving on down to number 10, Health and Rural Department. Both of those were just taken out because Anthony felt that it wasn't something that absolutely had to be done at this time. Okay. Moving on down to the next page. You'll see
Peace Office Building.
The Peace Office Building. So installing the pole and the light outside. That has been completed. Paint outside of the building has not been done. It's been taken out of this line item, but we told Anthony he thought that needed to be done. That could be in the line item maintenance and repair to buildings, which is a different line item than this. So the money is still there for that particular thing. Okay, just not in this particular budget. Okay, and then lastly, the rocks for the parking area and windows, that was not included. Well, actually, it was, it's just not included. For the first, it was 5,000 or 890, and then 5,000. It's not included. And then the last thing was removing the carpet in the hallways and installing LVP in the DRC building. That has been taken out as well. So that those reductions are how we got from 238. To 112. Just to be clear, that does not.
Is the DRC that the carpet and the LVP flooring is that the number in there?
No, it is not, sir.
It's not. Okay, that's what we'll make sure of.
It's not.
Now, are we still running? Is probation still in there?
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, we invite Anthony in here.
Absolutely. Yes, we can. Let's see. I can.
So while he's coming in, summary. Of this, we started out with 136,365. That's been reduced to 112,365. And the items not included, the DRS building, which was the carpet in the hallways, and the rocks in the parking area, not included, and the reducing of the animal shelter from 38 to 19. Every other item, and the repairs for the clock, which is $12,000. All other items are in the budget.
What Commissioner Bazemore is referring to is like towards gas and lawn maintenance care and all that. Was that? Okay, so what Commissioner Bazemore is referring to is the extra grass cutting. And the supplies and gasoline and all that to do that, was that cut?
That's something that we can take into consideration. At one point, Anthony did get a quote on the Blue Jay, and that was on his list of priorities as well as mine. He can talk a little bit about that.
But that's not included in there.
That is not included.
Okay. What was that quote? Do you remember?
For everything, it was $1,000 a week.
26 weeks.
That's $26,000 to maintain the grass throughout the summer. That's beachfront. That'd be 70 acres, 80 acres probably grass down there. Even though it's 148, but there's only about 70 acres down there. I say on them. I do that just. Mm-hmm. And then over here, and that included Blue Jay also?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that was the only two facilities that were going to be cut. by, it was subcontracted, that was bid?
That's what the quote was for, yes, sir.
Just for those two?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't look.
You're good.
Will all of that grass need to be cut weekly this year?
That's either for 26.
Not the whole 52 weeks of the year.
No, 26 weeks.
I mean, for 26 weeks, that's weekly. I mean, through the summer, when you cut grass, that need to be, I just don't see all those fields all.
Well, I don't think they're saying that that's cutting every week. He's saying the cost to cut it for 26 weeks is $1,000 a month.
Breakdown, whatever.
Right.
So how many times?
Commissioner Bazemore, even if you're not cutting grass and people are going to the beach, they gonna drop paper, they gonna drop bottles, whatever. Someone have to clean it up because we want it to look nice all the time. So there's work that has not been accounted for. And I was listening to the video on yesterday and the young lady that was hosting, she stated, "Oh, and I passed the road. There's no sign." It's a very small sign. So these are things that we need to look at doing. And again, it's so many things Anthony does that I do not know. And I just hate to see us cut maintenance of all places to cut. Maintenance is not the place. There are so many projects on his hand. And I do know this. I've been a commissioner for 6 years. Mr. Rasko never, ever asked for anything. And when he asked for his budget to be restored, and not for him, but for others, and the purpose of helping the county succeed, I think it's very humbling. And we will be less than commissioners to not approve what he asked for.
So I'm confused. All right, so we're talking about, all right, so we had a consensus around giving this crowd the raise. You told us.
I did.
Yes, okay, so, and that passed, so they're gonna get the raise. And that's for the extra work.
If we include.
That they're doing.
Yeah.
So are we now still looking to contract out the grass cutting also?
We have to decide on every Monday. That's the, Commissioner Bazemore, help us with, help me at least with this. In Anthony's budget is like $12,050 for the clock. Are we gonna repair that? For the animal shelter, $88,000. Are we gonna include that? These are all part of his budget. So when you say just keep his budget, do you really mean all of it?
I mean, a clock, we all know that's not a necessity.
Right, so we took that off. Then we looked at the animal shelter. We said we can't afford $8,000.
I'm looking at how hard his budget was cut from last year.
Yeah, but there were things like the clock. There were things like the animal shelter and what he submitted, $88,000. We included $19,000. There were things like the carpeting, $12,500 that we did not. So if we want to add some in certain places, okay. But do we want to take others out?
Ms. Vaughn, you have a question?
Just to also take a look, if you all, just to have an understanding of exactly all of the line items that are in his budget and the history of how things have been working. Again, you take a look at 817, the very bottom, that last line item, capital outlay and buildings. If you'll see, in 2017, and this particular line item, which includes these projects like we've just been discussing, he had $102,000 in 2017, 2018, $52,000. Got everybody with me?
Yeah.
2019, $89,000. Year to date, when this was printed, which was a few days ago, he was $57,000 with a revised budget of $87,000 for this particular year, okay? And then again, the $238,000 was proposed, and the $112,000 is what was recommended by the manager. And so again, all of these line items, if you take a look, you can pretty much see exactly how much they've been cut. You can see how they've been tracking since 2017. So all of these line items are in the budget, and you can just take a look at each one if you want to say, we can increase this or whatever.
Yeah, I'm good with the reducing that line item, the capital outlay and bill. I think we've done a great job, and we can always go back and visit if.
But let's be clear.
If we find the money tree.
Yeah, let me be clear. So the revised budget for this year is $87,500. That's what we're saying we're going to spend this year. So we have not cut that budget for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Juan has actually estimated $112,000. So we're increasing that.
Another thing, if you just flip the page to page 18, if you'll take a look at this, at public buildings total budget. All right. So for the revised budget for this particular year that we're in was $887,000. Okay. He requested 912, and as you can see, what I recommended is 776. So again, that's about $110 difference. And a key item that was removed that is not was the Blue Jay Phase 1. If you flip back one page, you'll see that was $128,000, and that's not in here. So it's really not, overall, it hasn't been cut significantly. All right, so flip back for me. So just to make sure y'all fully understand what I'm saying. If you're turning page 17, and on line item 53, 5108, says Blue Jay Park Phase 1. 128,000 was in this year's budget. However, it's not in upcoming year's budget. So taking that into consideration, if you subtract 128,000, there's really not a lot of.
So the difference in the total for public buildings, you suggested $765,462, and the board did $776,410. Is that the rate? I mean,
That's the reason.
Gotcha.
That is the reason.
Can I just ask a couple questions?
Of course.
And this is to Mr. Anthony.
Okay.
Do you feel like you got enough money in there to take care of, or what's your preference of how you want to maintain beachfront property as far as cutting grass, blue jay, and all that? Because I think that's the key ingredient here, okay? And of course, we're in the cooperative extension and library. Do you think that the cooperative extension library is going to be more work than what we had before, if you think it is? I mean, we need to know that. And then the grass part down at beachfront, which is probably going to be 70, 80 acres cut grass, I'm guessing. Okay. And then, of course, Blue Jay. Is there enough money in here to cover that?
And do you think we should contract that out?
Two questions. Yes, I do not think there's enough money in there for that because. We're speaking about the tall grass and wood and blue jay.
Right.
All right. My guys were going to continue on cutting where they are cutting at now. This is it. But the larger areas that have grown up, that's the part that I need to have added in for contracts.
Thank you.
And that's 26,000.
But other, since he's on that one particular subject, have we even got a piece of equipment or the equipment? Because you just can't take a 6-foot box. 6-foot bushel to cut 70-80 acres.
You'll be there all week.
You'll be there all week, and then you'll have to cut it.
Right.
2 weeks later, you'll mm-hmm. be going again. And
yep.
time, money, and time for food. You got to have that done and all that. So
right
from there. So
yes.
Basically, that's going to be a subcontracted out.
It has to be subcontracted out, and in the future, too, the runway itself, even though we repaired or do what's necessary, then have to be constantly maintenance on it, like to keep it in that standards.
And wouldn't dropping rock in certain areas and a road grader be a part of that?
Yes.
And wouldn't be not figured into this either, correct?
It's not in this existing budget, but it was on the prior towers list that we left on that previous one meeting. And I added in what it would cost to do that, but it's not in this existing budget right now that we're trying to stop.
So let me be clear on the grass. Your recommendation would be that we contract that out.
Yes, the large field that is.
Right, I understand.
The smaller area that we're maintaining right now, we'll continue on maintaining those.
Commissioner Atkins had a question, right? Would that need to be done weekly?
Yes.
Do you think that large area that, on the river, this year especially, does that need to be cut every week?
No, not so much.
So this $26,000 that you came up with, is that was for 26 weeks, but is that cutting it every week, or is it just keeping it cut for 26 weeks?
Where I have.
I mean, that could mean, depending on how you look at it, they could say, well, we don't need to cut it three times, you know.
It's not cutting every week.
How often is it?
Those large areas, they're gonna take more than just cutting, because then you're gonna have someone large, tractor or whatever, with the side mower, to get the limbs back from the side of the wood line, and that kind of thing also. So, all that is included in that price.
So how many mowings is that's included? How many times are they gonna mow it for this $26,000?
And then, not only that, it was Blue Jay added in that price, not just tall glass of water.
$700 for tall glass of water.
Yeah, I think the answer is, you haven't calculated how many times.
No.
So if you have to, because I have to do that at my place, okay, and I got somebody that does do that, you're probably talking every 2 to 3 weeks cutting the grass, okay?
Anthony.
Yes.
Have you started cutting the grass at the new library and corporate extension office?
No, we haven't started that yet.
But you will be shortly, I would imagine, because it's summertime and they're really going along great with the building.
Yeah, that probably will be within the next 6 months or so, or we'll say start up the next year. Mm-hmm.
And the COVID, how many times do you have to clean the courthouse and the governmental buildings during the course of a day?
Courthouse is, according to the courts, whether it's one or two courts, they are asking to bring out, it's between the breaks, to come in and do a sanitizing of the courthouse. So I really don't want to give a number, but it's multiple times during the day. And county, and the rest of the county buildings is throughout the day.
Okay. So pretty much you've been added on a lot of different services, but no extra help or money.
Yes, we've been maintaining with the help we have.
Thank you.
Sounds like this grass thing, probably need to get a brother. I guess you just got one price so far on that. One just talking to one person so far.
I had two prices.
Two on that.
Mm-hmm. Were they pretty close to each other?
Pretty close.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be, since it's not clear on how many times they're cutting and that stuff, wonder if it'd be better off just seeing what somebody would do for by the hour, on the track about an hour.
Well, most guys are not going to do it by the hour. They're going to do it by the job. Anyway.
But we have not put it up for bid.
No, we have not put it up for bid. It's just an estimate for the budget.
So, maybe per trip time there.
Let me ask a question. So right now we have agreed to include the $10,500 increase for the three people, right? And your opinion is that we should contract out the grass cutting, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's about $26,000. Considering the additional work that your department will have to do, right? Like Commissioner Baseball said, what do you think is the amount, and I need the dollar amount, is missing in your budget that we have approved to date, new budget? Is there a shortfall? And if so, what do you think that is?
Do you think there's going to be a shortfall? Right now, I got a few of the buildings that we have taken out of the budget that highlight in yellow, the one that we approved, that I think we may have to add, could add one or two, a little something on that. But, and we're speaking about the new position that had not been included, and I feel that we will probably need that position when that building comes open, that will work under construction now, library and co-op extension. That position not only to serve that building, but also to incorporate that into some of the other buildings as well as the courthouse, kind of like stretching people out.
And we had an estimate of that that you had in the budget was for 20, how much was it, 26?
24.
24 something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we got the grants done by contract, we added already the 10,005. If we added the additional employee of 24,000, what else?
I think we'd be good. Because really, I think that contract service for Tall Glass of Water and Blue Jays could be reduced a little bit. You know, it's just my estimation. No, like I said, depending on how many times we end up having to get it done, they can look presentable. As people go in and utilize the place, we could reduce that. So now we want to add in a little, not just cutting grass, some you may have to do herbicide spray in certain areas, and that can be costly.
Yeah.
So that number could be reduced a little, but yeah, to answer the question, if we could get that position and maybe reduce the grass cut a little bit, which I have taken
budget. Leave the grass cutting where it is. If you got, because you don't have in our bid yet, leave it at 26. Right, leave it at 26,000.
That's right.
So if you got the 26, you've already got the 10,500, and if you added the additional person, what else do you need?
Only other thing I could say it would be the animal control. That would really be short. And I spoke with if we want to start that process on the planning of what size or what type building.
Yeah.
But that number, either way, if it's a real small building, that number would be short.
Well, we've got 19,000 there now, mm-hmm. Right? That's all we have.
That's going to be an understatement.
Well,
project.
We were told that there's somebody that wants to help us with that project, so we're hoping that they come along and pick up the rest of whatever it is that you need.
I spoke with that person, not that person, but the one who was giving me the information. They still did never have committed to a number, but I let them know that we may have 8,000 available. And, you know, with what we was projecting that was in the budget, and the person was saying, well, if we could come up with a plan that they feel like they wouldn't have no problem with coming up with maybe another additional 60 or 70.
That's a little bit shaky. I mean, because we're trying to, you know, we're trying to now. I mean, we do have a list, and we will have a list of other things that we can include if we get additional money. But the number we're trying to get to now, Anthony, is what do we put in your budget now to make sure that we get you what you need?
Okay.
And what I've heard so far, again, is the salaries, the grass cutting contract, right, and the headcount, right, and the new person.
If my numbers are correct, I'll put it in my head, it'd be around 67,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
What is not in here that you need? I mean, there's a lot in here that you'd like to have, but if you were sitting in our position, what is not in here that you need?
Based upon what we spoke about is those things that we say that we could add those off, that probably gives us back.
All right.
So, 3 hours.
So, let's add that up officially, William. Let's add the 24,000 for the body. Let's add the 26,000 for the grass cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's already 51, and the other rates for the employees already in.
So that's already in. So we're talking about additional $51,000.
How about the road? As a
well, you gotta add that in there.
Right.
Road.
Oh, we did report the old. Yeah, okay, that's right.
So you're 57, but you need to add at least 17 in there, 15 to 17 for road maintenance.
Is that not in there anywhere? Road maintenance. And we talked about the road.
Well, all right. So I'm glad they came up. That is something we have about $30,000 left in from not having a river fence.
Right.
So we discussed using that money to update to up to
for Kevin Rose.
And that gives us more, John. It gives us 30,000.
To the quote that, that he received on that. But that 30,000 for my, should be enough to take care of that, is that right?
Yeah, it would be enough.
Now, let me just make a statement on that. That doesn't prepare that road for a permanent fix. That's patching, grading it, and that's it.
Enough to get us through the budget year until we get additional money. But that would be on the priority list as well, because we're going to have to do it.
Absolutely. Eventually, yeah. And again, these are a couple of things that we can look at in January also.
Right.
One thing I did forget that I had on priority list was the blue tick project. I mean, we have a complete building, but it still would be the thing that needs to put back in, because when this project initially started, we said we were going to put back the field, baseball field, which we took it out. So we needed to put it back in. Had funds in there for that, but that was taken out. Again, I think we needed that we continue with something in that fund for that project. So we can continue with that project also.
What about the playground equipment? I know we put some in, but we
Had that money sitting in rec already.
Correct, and that has been ordered. Correct.
Right.
That money's going to work. Picnic tables and playground coming out. This is the impression.
But the ball field was not.
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
And Mr. Rasko, I think we have kind of forgotten once they open the recreation center, which I'm praying it will be soon, that someone has to maintain the inside of the building as well. You have a large floor that would need to be maintained, as well as cleaning the building, because we want to keep it looking nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I get that new position, I can probably incorporate that with the staff I already have to put that on the list.
Let me ask you a question. One, you said there was 30,000 that we could put part of that towards the road maintenance out at, I'm figuring about 18K, okay?
Oh, we got about 30.
Yeah, but you can use the whole 30, could you? Yeah, John, you could use the whole 30.
20,000.
Oh, 20,000. I'm saying, if under the circumstances, we turn around and we take some of that money and bring it back over to Blue Day, okay? Let's get this thing out in bed. For somebody to maintain the road, okay? What that maintenance contract would look like, okay? I think it could be done for less. Have a road grader, how much rock we think we're gonna need, okay? Who we're getting the rock from, things of that nature, and then possibly get some money back over to Blue Jay. How much is it gonna cost for a baseball field?
Well, I done an estimate with the catch fence and stuff like that, and I'm estimating close to maybe 25,000 foot for under, under that, but should be close by the time you have surveys and all that stuff.
Which we wouldn't be able to really do and use until next year, right? Yeah. I mean, when I say next season, because you couldn't do anything for this season anyway. So what I'm saying is you get close to the following year's budget, right? As far as the field is concerned.
I haven't been down to the river lately, but somebody told me on the phone this morning that they wouldn't drive their personal car down there now.
Yeah, that's the hot mess. Quote, unquote. Yeah,
that's why I say that whole 30, if we got that 30, put that 30 in there.
Go ahead and start right away.
We need to go in and do something out of labor for 12 days when we need to do it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you speed up when it's going to go over.
So what is the consensus around that? I've heard a couple of things. I've heard the ball field. You know, there's some consideration that if we couldn't do it now anyway, right? So could it fall over to the next budget? We've heard about the rock. We've got 30,000 for the road. So... But I didn't hear, but we put the 30,000 on the road, to Commissioner Bazemore's point. Can you maintain that building down there with that extra person included with that?
Oh, yes, we can maintain.
So we're back to the 51,000.
Yeah, so I mean, we're putting, But this fiscal year, we're putting playground equipment and all that good stuff, that's for 1920, correct?
Yes.
We just don't have the money. We just don't have the money we need.
How much money we need right now? We've got.
$51,000.
That includes the grass cutting, 26, and then the position.
Where's it coming?
Well, you just took out 50.
From where?
From the budget, you took out Martin Community.
That was 20.
No. I'm so glad you brought it up. Because my understanding was that we removed $20,800.
Okay, fine.
That just for clarity.
Well, that's $20,800.
Correct.
$21,300 was.
$21,300 was for that piece. You're correct. You're correct, sir. Well, that's happened.
But you also added back $2,700.
But there's other few little things.
The $500 for the landing.
Keep us straight. Where are we?
Right.
Where are we net?
We got $18,600.
Left.
Available.
$18,600 available.
And now you want to put 50 in, so you got about $31,400.
I'm going to recommend that we bring Hope House back where they were last year. That's an over $5,000.
Okay. Let's clear that right away. Can, yeah, comment?
Okay, yeah. So before we go to the Hope House, we're taking it back to the special appropriations for just a second. I just want to be clear for Martin's capital outlay. My recommendation was to give what they provided, which was the $31,500.
Last year.
For last year. And then it was increased to the $52,300. So the motion of the vote that was just taken earlier was to remove the $20,800 to keep it at the $31,500. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
Is that correct, or did you motion to remove the $21,300?
No. I think that what the commissioner said was take off that piece, right? Is that what you said? Take out the increase.
That was the $21,300.
No, take them back to what they got the previous year.
Okay, that's two different statements. Take them back to where they were before, or take out the $21,300.
Take them back to where they were.
Take them back to where, what Mr. Bond had originally. His proposed budget.
Okay, so that takes care of that.
Yep.
Now, on to historic Hope, just to be clear.
And I'm not picking on them, I think all these special appropriations need to be, I don't think they need to increase unless it's some specific reason why one of them needs to increase.
Okay, it looks like 2017, 2018, 2019, they were at 15, but this particular fiscal year, they were increased to 25.
That's a one-time increase.
Correct, okay, I wasn't aware of that, so I recommend 25, but then during the work session, we said, let's take them to 20. Okay, so it's 20 in here for them right now. And your motion is to go back to where
they were last, the previous year.
So pretty much taking $5,000, making it 15.
And again, not only them, but if any special appropriations that were increased, and I need to look back.
I don't think there were.
Say, unless there's some specific reason they need to be increased to.
Remember when they talked to us, they said we will need this in.
Right.
I think that was.
That was the only one. That's the only one. So how much are we up to now, William?
Making that adjustment would be $23,100.
Okay, so we're looking at a cost of 51. And we got $23,100. Worry about it. Let's try to get.
Go ahead, John.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, it's your idea, you go ahead.
I'm sorry, you need a motion.
Oh, hold.
Well, I'm not sure.
Take it back to what they originally had.
Is that something that was done in a vote? I mean, I don't think it's really settled on anything.
Yeah, no, but he had, yeah, we got it because he put it in the budget. So if we're going to take it out, we have to vote it out.
Okay, well, I'll make the motion.
That's okay.
Okay, let's poll again. All those in favor of reducing Hope back to what they had the previous year? John?
Aye.
Tammy?
Aye.
Greg?
Aye.
Ernestine? You okay with that? Ernestine, are you there?
Yes, I said aye. I'm sorry, I was on mute again.
That's all right. And I vote aye as well. So that's another $5,000. Okay, what are we now?
We're at $23,100, so that means we need $26,900.
Okay, we have two options. Do we continue to look in the budget for the other, or do we take that difference out of fund balance? Which we still have an option to.
We don't even know what our fund balance is.
No, but whatever it is.
Take it out of it. I'm scared to take any out of fund balance.
Then let's find additional cuts.
Yeah.
Let's find the additional cuts.
I don't to hear nothing about no last salaries. That's how we got in this.
Correct, and that adding a position will be not a one-time thing, but it will be recurring.
We made a list when we were going through about the possibilities of where money might be. So I want to draw you guys back to that. Where have we not used those funds that we said there might be some dollars?
The main one, and I wish to help you with that, was the governing body, the travel, and the group insurance.
Okay.
And that is how we came up with the increase for Martin Community College.
Right. What else? There were several.
How much should we get to take the government travel now?
Travel's now 33,000.
What are those other items? I want to make sure we know what all of them are. There was a fairly good amount list of them.
We could take that down another 10.
Let's get them all on the table so we'll know what we got. Do you remember, William, if there were any others? Yeah, I didn't bring mine either. We had circled, I had identified on the previous all of the ones. It was $100,000 in there in items. Yeah, we're gonna need that one because let's be clear what we have to work with and then take it from the best place. Yeah, while he's getting that, anybody want to run the restroom, take a little break, get some water or something, till he gets back.
Okay. Coffee's good.
Our history has been around one money.
Mm-hmm. And what do we have in that now?
Like
250, so about 60 grand.
Well, that 30 grand, we take half of that.
Yeah. And with your directive that y'all used to give me, if I run short of whatever and I have other areas that insurances are
paying, absolutely,
I can move it over to that.
All right. So we have enough there, unless somebody can identify any other bigger hole, without hurting the sheriff, which we definitely would not want to do. Well, we could take that 30, that, what is it, 20, what is we should, 26, 9, 27,000.
Temporarily, to honor up on the numbers.
Right,
yeah.
Temporarily, that's right.
Let me ask you a question, cutting travel also, go to 10K.
But will we need to? This gives us more than enough.
Yeah.
This gives us way more than enough. We're over. I wouldn't want to, you know. We know it's there if we needed to cut it, but this gives us more than enough.
If something happens and he could be on those positions somehow or another, we could.
Yeah, but this one of the parts too, like EMS, mm-hmm. We may have some vacancies.
Right.
We had five different places. I remember there was five because I had circled them. We all agreed, okay, that there was money.
And that's what I'm saying, the dollar directive that you give me, if I do run short, I can
move sure.
Those other
of course.
Parts and move that different line item over to make sure I'm still
right. Yeah. And I would say to us, you know, what we want to do here is to make sure that we are balanced and give what we need in the areas that we talked about. You know, that gives us more than enough. But we still know that if we had to at some point, rather than to take it out, John, and then have to go back and fund balance, we're probably better off leave it where it is, I would think. Okay?
Not another question, this particular position, new facility isn't projected to be completed until November. However, there will probably be delays with some delays that they're having right now. So my question is, can we budget to, you know,
the full person
hire right away?
There is one hole that we did not talk about, and that is the furniture for that building. So I would say leave it like it is, and when it's ready for the furniture, let's see where we stand. Give it the full position.
Okay.
Budget it for it. And then if we don't use it, then it's going to give us some extra money. Because we're going to have to do something about the furniture to make it usable.
I don't think you don't need it until that building comes online, the additional personnel?
And probably would be better for me to get available, because that way, whoever I have, I can start the training process.
Yeah, and Blue Jay's going to be a part of that.
Yeah, but I mean, that ain't coming online right now either.
No, Blue Jay, he's finished building. He's finished the building.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to take to hire somebody?
It could take a little time with this COVID going on, and now I'm going to have people storming in the building for application and stuff, and they can't come in, so.
There's another vacancy right now in the position, right, in your department. That is the fourth.
So you're talking about hiring two people?
Well, I thought you said that you didn't cover this.
No, we got budget.
Oh, so we're talking about two people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to complicate things, but I usually do. But I'll throw this out there, because we had this discussion the other night, and Anthony and I had this brief discussion. I think it might have been yesterday. He needs some help. When I say help, he needs an assistant. What would you think, and I'm asking now, of combining those two positions into one position and making that a higher paid position, somebody with some, maybe some certifications, and somebody that could do more toward helping you organize? And I'm asking you, I'm not telling you that's what you need, I'm asking you, what would you think of?
I think I can get that worked out with what we already talked about. I've been looking at it on different ways that we could do it. Within the department, if I have to go back and budget for some extra training, have them to night classes, stuff. I got a couple guys willing to do that we can use those salaries.
If there is a person in your department that you think has the skill level with some additional training, that makes sense to move somebody up. But if you don't have that person, then you would need to try to get somebody.
You have to hire somebody. You have to be able to advertise a higher salary. Yeah,
but it is good to move somebody up if they have the skill. That's a positive thing.
So back to the question, at this point, you would rather not combine those positions in? You'd rather leave it like it is?
I'd rather not right now. I'd rather keep it like it is.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I think where we are now is that we are with adding 51,000. Is that correct, William? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, actually, it's 24,000.
Yeah,
I think
you gave me 24,26. That's what you
did. 24,26.50. Okay, about $50,000 added to your budget, and moving the lawn, the grass cutting to a contract operation.
A bid process.
Well, yeah, but. You know, adding that to that would not be in your budget. That would be separately, right? The grass cutting would be on a contract as a separate service. That's not in the 50,000. No.
What is the
rock is the 30,000 that's already there.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, good. Let me keep it straight. So we're talking adding the $50,000. And
but we need to do the rock in the next 2 weeks.
Right. Well, we have the money. Well, we have the money
in the next 12 days.
Right. So we got to spend it, or at least contract for it anyway.
Yeah, at least the paperwork signed and all that.
Okay.
Are you good with that, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Commissioner Bazemore, this was an area that you were concerned with. $50,000. Are we good with that?
I only wanted what was needed for the maintenance of it. And Mr. Rascal said that it's sufficient for him to operate on. I'm good.
All right. Do you want to make that then in the form of a motion?
So moved.
Okay. Motion has been made to add $50,000 to Ms. Rascal's budget.
I'll second that.
Second by Commissioner Trent. Let me poll. Commissioner Trent?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Atkins?
Aye.
Commissioner Bazemore?
Aye.
And I as well. Okay. Now, so that covers that. Now, is there anything else before we give instructions to Juan and to William to put these into the final budget package, because, so we won't have to meet again, we will see it again, And you can then, if you want to poll us, if you want just to give us an opportunity to speak to it, then we can. But we do need to see it again prior to making it official, right?
Let me mention something, because I talked to her this morning. I had to see this in there. Donna told me this morning that her ag field on her football field and her baseball field, soccer field, getting in really bad shape. She called them ankle twisters, full of potholes. She said it really is something that's a priority to her. Is there something that's in here? And if it's not, is that something we need to talk about? I promised her I'd ask about it.
I don't remember, honestly, that, but I can take a look and see exactly what they were referring to.
There is some money in there for work at Parkside, but I don't know exactly what it covered.
I saw this one, I asked her what her priority was, and she said that probably need to be done with the field. For safety reasons, I'm looking at the damage. I'm still here. Potholes in that ag field, baseball field, you've got just a broken leg.
We had a little fluff over there. We're not, but if not, we're going to have to find someplace else.
And we may not want to do it. I just, sure. You know,
The maintenance and repair of the building, she has $5,000. And then maintenance to the park site, at their $6,000 for that. So I can't say if we can pull up our request to see if it's enough to cover it, but that is what's in the line items right now.
Doesn't sound like a lot. 5 and 6 with a whole place. 11.
I thought she was telling me. She said she requested like 20.
That's been obvious. No.
Okay. Are you talking about the socks or baseball outfield repair?
That's it. That's
no. Okay. That was 30,000. So no, sir, was not.
Was anything included for this?
I just put the maintenance park site, just a flat $6,000 for that. So if that one goes to park, if the cost for that is $30,000, but we did want to include something, but $30,000.
Can we flag it? I mean, they're not going to be using it this summer.
That's the point.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of other items. In fact, I suggest that we start building that list.
Yeah.
We believe that we're going to get $546,000, $60,000. So rather than wait for it, we ought to be smart and thinking about when and if it comes,
yes,
what are we going to spend it on?
There's a list, and it keeps going.
It keeps growing. Well, that's what that we may need to be on there, girl. That's what we need to be on there. Yeah. And then we ought to not just build the list, we ought to prioritize that list.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, and that is, I didn't bring it today, but in the email that I sent following that budget work session, that is included, so we can revisit that again and kind of perhaps put it into our capital improvement plan.
Right. And I would ask that since we really, place that's really taking a hit here would be the Martin Bertie, because if we could at least put that on that list, that we could consider if additional funds are there or some fraction of it. Because to eliminate programs or not bring programs to kids, gonna be tough. We may not be able to fund these projects that we're having there. I can tell you that. The distance learning piece, we won't have, this was for technology and we won't have that. So, be nice to consider down the line, okay? Anything else?
Especially like the automotive class has already been, so
it's not going to be
in all that.
It's not family. In the school budget.
Yes,
it's,
yes.
So now you won't have it.
But when you go to outfit and cosmetology class, that is a lot of money.
Tammy, we just killed that money.
Oh, I know.
So you're saying these people who think they're going to have cosmetology are not going to have it. These people who think they're going to have automotive are not going to have it.
Yes.
I want to be clear on that.
We could look at it.
Yeah. But for the school year, we voted to cut those programs.
Yeah.
That means you can't do the distance learning piece. Okay, just want to be clear.
Well, this is Commissioner Bazemore, I just want to say, we definitely do need the programs. We want the programs, but at this time, it's not feasible because I think we need to look at Bertie High School, Bertie County Schools. They don't even have virtual learning properly. Equipment. So I think we need to take care of home. And if it's somewhere down the road we get the extra money, hey, bingo. But home is needed first.
I just have a question. like we do with the department head, we give them money and say, do the best you can with what you got. Mm-hmm. If we give them whatever it was, $31,000, do they have the freedom to do whatever they wish to and maybe cut out and repaint another building and the ceiling tiles or whatever if they feel like this is more important? So, I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah. The way it works for the community college is they have a line item budget just like we do. And those things were requested for those line items. So they would have to take it from someplace else too, now that we've cut it. So those things are likely not going to be done.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I sit on that executive board. We would have to go get a grant somewhere. We're not like the county. We don't have a pool of money to take from, right, or move things around. So we put it in. You don't grant it, we don't do it.
Why not? I think.
But we should be saying to the school, so they know that these things are not gonna be delivered.
Yes, and I think the same thing should happen for Roanoke Chowan because they had a lot of deliverables that they wanted as well.
Yeah, we put none of those in though. That's what I'm saying. We put none of those in the budget.
Right, for Roanoke Chowan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure all that burdens on us because, I mean, yeah, they could cut somewhere just like we're having to cut a lot of places.
Right.
They could cut over $21,000.
No, they don't operate that way, Greg. They have a line item budget, so the money is there or not there. So, yeah, but our money comes from our fund balance. They don't have that to use, right? We take money from our fund balance. They don't have that.
So they don't have an option of cutting money somewhere else.
No, they can take it out of another program.
Well, that's what
right?
we have to be doing. I mean,
that's what we're doing.
But we have a fund balance that we can take from. But, you know. Anyway.
So do our departments have that liberty to spend? We give them, and I hate to use the sheriff's department, but I'll use that because our registered deeds, we give them the money because they're elected officials on their own. We give them the money and then they spend however they want.
Well, they have a little bit of flexibility because if you've got a list of items that you want to get through the year and we approve it, and then something comes up that you need really bad, we'll let you get it, but it's going to be a sacrifice of something that you haven't lived because you don't have no money.
Right.
So you do have the flexibility to get what's more important for you to operate in.
If you start asking for new money, that's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's
well,
the whole thing.
New money, then
of course, I always ask, is it in your budget? Right? And if it's in your budget, then that's one of the not. And we've seen it come both ways, right?
Just for clarity, before we wrap up, we're going to make these changes, and so is it necessary to going to need a vote to adopt? So we reset, that, I mean, then maybe reconvene virtually, or if we're not getting a motion.
Yeah, no, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt based on the changes that we suggested, conditioned on our final approval once we see it.
Okay, all right. So
right?
Before we do that, I'm not sure if you remember, but I don't want it to get pushed to the wayside. Planning and inspections did propose an increase in their fees. So along with adopting the budget ordinance, along with that comes the list of county fees. So I do want you all to have that and make it clear that that is a part of it as well.
Are those fees consistent with counties around us?
For the most yes.
Okay.
For the most part, yes, and I'll ask Rick to provide that, and I can provide that to you all as well. But yes, it was a
I don't know my paper. Go ahead.
Just want to make sure you have it. In collaboration, it was a combination of that as well as increases just in industry prices and in the cost.
What's the total amount is?
It's not. I can give you that calculation, but it's kind of like it's broken down by certain things. And again, as I said in the email, it's not like it's going to be an increase of like a tax or something for all of our citizens.
Just
this puts the burden on the consumer, the one
who's
going
out. I'm building permit what
so,
I did.
Exactly. People getting building permits and adding
no, but what is the net impact to the budget?
I don't know. I don't have that bottom line.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Solar bills?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did they go to per panel and not per acre?
I would have to find that. I don't know right off the top of my head.
I
can't tell you what changes that.
I didn't see it, that's the problem.
Where are you looking?
It says 50 per panel.
Where's that, William? You see that on page three, solar farm, an increase in 50 cents per panel?
Per panel.
Or the cost will now be 50 cents per panel, before it was 35 cents per panel.
Okay.
And then the electrical permits is, if I can say the same.
I think in the other counties, a lot of the counties, it's more than that.
Okay.
Okay. And it's something that we need to check. I'm talking about in the dollar range.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
so yeah. That's a possibility then. So.
There's a possibility.
Right. Okay. So then if everything is, assuming that, and I can leave that kind of blank, but tell me if this wording works. I'd like to make a motion to approve the budget based on the changes we've recommended, settled on here today, with the addition of the final impact of the fee change in planning. And we would see that, the final, before the end of the month, before the final budget would due, but we would be approving the budget today based on that. Okay?
You said something about the fee change being part of the budget.
Yeah, if it's additional revenue, it ups the revenue line. If it's additional cost, it lowers the cost line. It's got to be in the budget. Everything's in the budget.
I mean, I can just tell you what the increase is, like overall per thing, but of course, we don't know what we're going to generate.
Right.
But
it's got to be estimated somewhere.
Well, I mean, he's got it estimated in the current budget that he proposed originally.
But this wasn't in there, though. And it's in there. Okay, cool. Okay. So you don't anticipate any other change on that. But we'll see that then. We'll all get to see it, right? Right? So let me try it again. So my motion is that we approve the budget. We approve the preparation of the budget with the items that we've recommended and agreed upon here. That would include the fee structure that you're looking at now for planning. And we would get a chance to confirm this prior to the end of the month with the budget that goes forward.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Moved and properly second. Let's take the vote. Commissioner Trent.
Aye.
Commissioner Lee.
Aye.
Commissioner Atkins.
Aye.
Commissioner Bazemore. Commissioner Bazemore, are you there? Commissioner Bazemore?
Chair Wesson, it looks like she had to come back into the meeting room. So she should be, I just admitted her back to the room. So I'm hoping she's going to sign on here in a minute.
Okay, let's hold up. Then let us know when she's back. Not bad, we're going to be out there today.
Chair Wesson, I've asked to unmute her, so she may be trying to get her.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, Commissioner Bazemore, did you hear the motion for the budget?
No, I didn't.
Okay, let me give it again. The motion is that we approve to the county manager and the finance director to prepare the final budget with the changes that we've agreed upon here, and the addition of the fees that are in the budget for the planning department, and that we would get to see the final product before it is approved to go forward and made legal. That would not be another class scheduled meeting, but we would get to see it before then. We've had four votes for yes. So waiting on your vote.
Yes.
All right. Done. We have approved. Thank you all. Let me close the meeting out right now. I think we're done.
Okay. Good job,
everybody. Yeah, 2 hours. That ain't bad.
Thank you.
No, thank you, man. Thank you, man.